Dementia in numbers, local and global statistics. Dementia is a pressing public health issue with far-reaching implications for persons living with dementia, their families, and various community partners. While anecdotes and stories offer valuable insights into the condition, understanding the complexities of dementia also calls for a thorough examination of local and global statistics. This article aims to provide a comprehensive analysis of dementia statistics, shedding light on prevalence, impact, and potential avenues for intervention. Local statistics. Prevalence. In Singapore, the prevalence of dementia is a significant concern, impacting people across various age groups. According to the 2023 Well-being of the Singapore Elderly, WISE, study conducted by the Institute of Mental Health, IMH, approximately 1 in 11 individuals aged 60 and above lives with dementia. This percentage increases with age, with a staggering 1 in 2 people aged 85 and above diagnosed with dementia. Dementia prevalence appears to have slightly decreased since the previous study conducted in 2013. The impact of this condition is exacerbated by Singapore's demographic shift towards an aging population. With increased life expectancy and a rapidly aging society, projections suggest that the number of persons living with dementia in Singapore could reach 152,000 by 2030, as reported by the Ministry of Health in 2021. Singapore's demographic transformation is evident in its classification as an aged society in 2017, with expectations to attain super-aged status by 2026. As outlined in the United Nations World Population Prospects, UNWPP, of 2015. This demographic trend underscores the urgent need for comprehensive strategies to address the growing prevalence of dementia and support those affected by the condition. A concern for all ages. In Singapore, dementia is a multifaceted concern that transcends age boundaries, affecting individuals of all ages, including those with young-onset dementia, YOD. Despite the common misconception that dementia primarily impacts older adults, statistics from the National Neuroscience Institute, NIE, shed light on the prevalence of YOD cases across various age groups. Over 100 cases of YOD or young-onset mild cognitive impairment, MCI, are diagnosed each year at NNI, indicating a growing recognition of this condition amongst those who are younger. Source: National Neuroscience Institute, SingHealth. Over the past decade, NNI has observed a steady increase in newly diagnosed YOD cases, with approximately 30% of persons living with dementia seen at NNI having YOD, and the youngest person diagnosed being just 40 years old. Proportionally, more cases of YOD are caused by factors linked to stroke and traumatic brain injury compared to those diagnosed over 65 years of age. In 2019, NNI saw 245 new cases of YOD, a notable increase from 60 cases in 2013, and approximately 75 new cases in the first quarter of 2023. These figures highlight the urgency of raising awareness and providing support for persons living with YOD, emphasizing the need for comprehensive healthcare strategies tailored to address the diverse needs of persons living with dementia across all age groups. It is crucial to note that while NNI serves as a prominent diagnostic center for those living with YOD, these statistics may not fully represent the prevalence of YOD in Singapore. Caregiving realities. As revealed by the Caregiving Transitions Among Family Caregivers of Elderly Singaporeans, TRACE, study, caregivers average 62 years of age, with women comprising the majority. Additionally, a substantial portion, 73%, are children or children-in-law of the person they care for, while others include spouses, siblings, and grandchildren. Notably, about 1 in 3 caregivers have never been married, emphasizing the diverse demographics involved in dementia caregiving responsibilities. The impact of dementia care on the lives of caregivers is profound, affecting their emotional well-being, financial stability, and overall quality of life. More than 7 in 10 caregivers, 74%, express feeling overwhelmed by their responsibilities, according to a joint study between MILIU and Dementia Singapore in 2023. With regards to financial stability, a 2018 study by Lean Foundation revealed that dementia care costs significantly more than regular social or daycare, approximately 40% more. At the same time, many caregivers feel compelled to leave their jobs to care for their loved ones, resulting in decreased income and heightened stress levels. Despite dedicating an average of 33 hours per week to caregiving, caregivers receive limited formal training and support, with only 5% attending any caregiver training and 38% being aware of available subsidies for caregiver courses. Moreover, only a small percentage of them, 28%, receive elder care leave if they are employed, highlighting the need for more robust support systems for caregivers. However, across all profiles, caregiver esteem remained high, suggesting that even amidst significant challenges, most caregivers find fulfillment in their role and recognize the importance of caring for their loved ones. The economic impact of dementia in Singapore. Dementia care in Singapore presents a significant economic challenge for both families and society. According to the Study on Monetary Cost of Family Caregiving for People with Dementia in Singapore, the projected expenditure in 2015 amounted to approximately 2.8 billion Singapore dollars, with estimates suggesting a tripling of this figure by 2030. The economic strain is particularly pronounced in cases of YOD, where the total cost nearly doubles that of dementia in older adults. Community-dwelling persons living with YOD face a median annual cost of 21,391 Singapore dollars, significantly higher than the 11,356 Singapore dollars incurred by elderly persons with dementia. Indirect costs, including loss of income and care-related expenses, contribute substantially to the economic burden of YOD. Furthermore, the net informal care cost of dementia, which encompasses the time caregivers spend caring for persons living with dementia, is substantial and rises with severity. These findings underscore the pressing need for effective strategies to address the escalating economic impact of dementia care in Singapore. Global statistics. Prevalence. The 2015 World Alzheimer Report estimated that someone in the world develops dementia every 3 seconds, contributing to a global population of over 55 million individuals living with the condition as of 2020. Alarmingly, this figure is projected to nearly double every 20 years, reaching 78 million by 2030 and a staggering 139 million by 2050. 60% reside in low- and middle-income countries, a figure expected to rise to 71% by 2050. This trend is particularly pronounced in regions experiencing rapid demographic changes, such as China, India, and their neighboring countries in South Asia and the Western Pacific. Research indicates that most persons living with dementia have not been formally diagnosed. Approximately 3/4 of those affected remain undiagnosed, depriving them of access to essential treatment, care, and organized support that a formal diagnosis can offer. These statistics underscore the global scale of dementia and highlight the urgent need for comprehensive strategies to address its impact on individuals and communities worldwide. Experiences of caregivers. Dementia caregivers worldwide face diverse experiences, as revealed by the 2019 World Alzheimer Report. Despite the challenges, more than half of them express positive sentiments about their caregiving role, underscoring the significance of their contribution to their loved ones' well-being. However, caregiving takes its toll, with over 50% reporting adverse effects on their health, including physical and mental strain. Additionally, a significant portion, about 35%, have opted to conceal the dementia diagnosis of their loved ones, reflecting the complex emotional dynamics surrounding the condition. Moreover, caregiving responsibilities impact various aspects of caregivers' lives, with over 60% experiencing disruptions to their social life. Furthermore, nearly half of caregivers mention that their work has suffered due to caregiving demands, with higher rates observed in upper-middle-income countries. The economic impact of dementia globally. It was revealed in the 2015 World Alzheimer Report that the worldwide cost of dementia stood at US$818 billion in 2015, representing 1.09% of global GDP at that time. Fast forward to the present, the annual global cost has exceeded US$1.3 trillion and is anticipated to escalate to US$2.8 trillion by 2030. This projection encompasses various expenses, including informal care, unpaid support from family and others, direct social care costs, delivered by community care providers and residential facilities, and direct medical care costs, treatment expenses in primary and secondary healthcare settings. Among these costs, direct medical care expenses constitute approximately 20% of the global dementia expense, while direct social sector and informal care costs each contribute roughly 40%. Through understanding dementia prevalence in our own local communities versus that globally, as well as getting a better picture of the cost in time and financial terms, we can more accurately estimate the social impact of dementia in our community and where research or subsidies are needed most.